Grace Under Fire. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sports teams work hard all season long with the dream of advancing well down the road in tournament play. And as we reach the end of the trail for the fall sports season, there's a need for everyone to step back, take a deep breath, and yes, put things in perspective. A conversation with a couple of colleagues recently asked about the value of taking a team photo of both squads, which play in a championship game following the presentations of awards. Obviously, there are all kinds of emotions in play, but it is a special moment. One of my colleagues was told by a coach that having a team photo taken after losing a championship game is the worst thing ever. Another countered by saying that after all that hard work to get there, being in a position to play for a championship, even if you get the trophy that says finalist on it, is a position hundreds of other teams and thousands of other kids would love to be in. So who's right? Sure, you're going to be disappointed after losing the final game, but in spite of what society tells us, that doesn't make you a loser. You've achieved a lot, and you have a lot to be proud of. And of course, you have the winning side acting out probably a little too much at times. This is a matter of displaying grace under fire. Both sides need to be gracious following the game. Unfortunately, too many folks have the idea, and they drill it into our kids' heads that anything other than winning is unacceptable. Vince Lombardi said before he died that his phrase about winning was about the will to win, which is something everyone can achieve. And it is that will to win that coaches and kids display each and every day in school sports. That's where the real winning is. The fact that we have to put a scoreboard on everything from the time the youngsters come out of the womb is a sign of a truly twisted perspective. We need to reinforce the message that being your best is what matters, and the rest of it takes care of itself. Sports, like life, will have its highs and lows, its victories and defeats, and we should handle all of it with equal grace, grace under fire. So for those who can't get that finalist trophy away from them fast enough after the award ceremonies, for those who feel like they have to leave their helmets on during the post-game award ceremonies and pictures, I say, I feel sorry for you. Look at what you've accomplished. You've played in the championship game, and so many others did not. They'd love to be in your place right now. All of this year's MHSAA football finals will be televised live on Fox Sports Detroit or Fox Sports Detroit Plus. Because of the live broadcast on cable television, there will not be a live video stream available on the internet, but you can keep up with the game in real time by listening to the action on the MHSAANetwork.com website. Video of the games will be posted to the MHSAA.tv website shortly after the completion of each contest, and check out MHSAA.tv for live coverage following each game of the post-game press conference. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.